Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today for episode 21. Today I want to talk to you about the importance of STD or STI testing. Now, this isn't really a very sexy topic. People aren't really that excited about talking about it. But that doesn't mean it's not important. It's really important. It needs to be talked about, especially with young women of our world today, and with all people, men, women, young, old, anyone, because it's an important thing and it protects your health. So I feel like the best place to start when we're talking about getting STD testing or STI testing is understanding a little bit about what it is. Like, what does it entail? What is getting STD tested? What is getting STI tested? And what's the difference? So when I was taught sex ed back in the day in middle school, they called it STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. And now it's changed so that it's called STIs, sexually transmitted infections. But either one is really, I mean, people understand either one. And to my understanding, there's no difference really between STDs and STIs. We just use the term interchangeably because the terminology has changed over the years. So I'll probably say STDs because that's what I was indoctrinated with when I was a young middle schooler, first learning the ways of sex and all these things, which that was supposed to be sort of sarcastic because I already knew a little bit about sex just from knowing it, even though I hadn't done it at that age. So first of all, what is STD testing? Well, you can usually wrap it up with your doctor's appointment if you want to, or you can go to the public health center or public health office, or if you're a college student, you can go to, you know, your health center on your college campus. There's a whole lot of options or places you can go to get tested. And in most cases, it's free or cheap, depending on your insurance coverage or where you go, to get tested. So when I went, if I remember correctly, it was cheap. I don't think it was free, but it didn't cost very much money, and it was worth it. It was a low amount of money. And you go in, you make an appointment, you let them know that that's what you want in advance. And sometimes they'll ask you, do you want, because it's, when I got STD tested, I went to the public health office of my county, and which was just like, you know, anybody can go there. I didn't have insurance, and so I just went there. And I made an appointment in advance, and they asked me in advance, like, do you want to be tested for HIV and other STDs? And I said, yes, I want both. Because apparently they had to do two different things to check that out. They had to draw blood for the HIV testing, and they just did like almost like a little pelvic exam kind of thing for the STD testing. And when I talked to Jason about what they did, I think they just took his saliva. But other people I've talked to, they've done different things, like with different men I've talked to, they kind of swab their private area, like the opening to their penis, and that kind of thing. But I think it's different protocols for different places. So you could, you know, when you call, ask and check and see, hey, what is it that you do? But it's really easy to call and make an appointment, and you just go in for a pretty short appointment, not very invasive situation. And you'll get your results back in like a few weeks or something, and they give you a number to call. This is in the case of the public health office. With a doctor's appointment, they'll probably call you. Or a doctor's office, they'll probably call you. But they'll call you back in a few weeks. They'll tell you the outcome. And I think they don't call you if everything is cool, everything is negative, and you're healthy. But I just wanted to call to double check. I wanted to just make sure because I am like that. Like, they didn't call me, but just in case, I wanted to check. So that's just the basic overview of what getting tested for STDs is. It's really not complicated. You can just wrap it up with many of your normal checkups and appointments and things. For example, for many years, I would go to Planned Parenthood for my pelvic exams and my birth control prescription and things like that. And every time I would go for my pelvic exam, they would ask, do you want to be, you know, tested for STDs in addition, blah, blah, blah. And so you have a chance right there to find out extra information if you want to know then. So it's pretty accessible, I would say. Now, another thing we need to think about is, what is the barrier between us and getting tested? There are so many people that never get tested. So many young, sexually active people, or people that have ever had unprotected sex, they never get tested for STDs or STIs. And there are so many things about that equation that are wrong. So, first of all, why wouldn't you want to know? To me, I don't understand. Like, if you didn't realize testing was available, I don't know, you've been living under a rock if you thought that. But, okay, that's a different story. But everyone knows that you can get tested. I think some people like to think, oh, well, that, you know, that can't happen to me, which is a fallacy. It can happen to you. Certain people, whoever they are, could have an STD, and they could be the most handsome, suave, charismatic, clean-seeming person, and you would never know. You can't just look at someone and be able to tell, oh, this person's got, like, an STD or an STI. You can't look at them and know. So you have to be safe about it, and the best bet is to get tested. But why is there so many blockages in our mind when we get to thinking about getting STD tested? Now, I know that one of them for me, even though I've been tested many times, well, that makes me sound like I've been tested many, many times. I've been tested like 3 or 4 times. Every time I chose to do it, I asked to do it, and I can talk more about that a little bit, like my history of STD testing and why I think it's so important. But I think one of the big emotional obstacles is feeling like you're maybe a loose person or a slutty person if you go and get tested, or like you sleep with just whoever. You know, like, I know that's not true about you, and the doctors don't think that about you, but still, like, I even felt this way going in, and I'm like, okay, I've had sex with 2 people in my whole life, like, and yet I still feel kind of slutty going to get tested. And it's so unfortunate that that's how a lot of people feel. And I've talked to other people about it, and there's always weird feelings associated with going to get tested. There's definitely some fear involved. But to me, the biggest thing, because I wasn't really scared about, you know, having any STDs because I had been using safe sex practices before that, but I just felt like I would be judged. Like, everyone would think, oh, she's a loose, slutty girl, and she's getting tested because she had 1 too many one-night stands with random sketchy people, and she just decided to finally go in and do it. I never thought that they would think, oh, she's being proactive, like she's being a good consumer, she's being a healthy person, she's taking charge of her body and her sexuality and her health, which is what that is. That is what getting tested is. You're being a good consumer of yourself. You're being a good consumer of other people. If you're in a sexual situation with someone, you are a consumer. You are now a part of partaking of them, and hopefully you're using protection, and that's something that you're consuming too, is sexual protection. And also, you're going to get tested, you're being proactive, you're making sure that you're healthy and that you're not going to get anybody else sick if you're not healthy. There's so many benefits to it. But I always felt like, oh, if I go in, the doctor's going to think I'm like really sketchy, and they never acted like that with me, and I could never tell that anyone thought that. And I always made sure, though, embarrassingly, to tell my story, like, oh, I'm dating this new person and I really blah, 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 wanted to get tested to make sure, so that they would know that I wasn't a slutty person. I was being a safe person. And it's unfortunate that I felt like I even needed to qualify my situation and say, this is why, because who cares why? I can do what I want and I should still be tested because it's a safe thing. Another reason why some people might not get tested is because they're scared. They're scared of the process. They might be scared of how someone might perceive them if they found out they got tested. But they're probably scared of the outcome. Like, I mean, I was even a little bit nervous. I wasn't actually scared, but you can't help but think, what if? What if? You know, I thought I was being safe, but what if? You can't help but think that. What if I have HIV? Which is like the scariest thing I can think of, pretty much. I mean, it sounds like such a scary thing because you live a life that's medicated and, you know, a hard life after that. It can be really hard. I mean, there are a lot of people with HIV have had their lives extended in really marvelous ways, and a lot of people don't develop full-blown AIDS until much later in time because of a lot of the drugs that are really good for dealing with HIV and helping kind of repress some of that negative stuff that's going on. But still, I mean, it's scary. It would affect how you have your children. I mean, it's a very scary thing. So, like many of the other STDs, which many of them are not curable, are not fixable. I think somehow we think, oh, unless you have HIV, unless you get AIDS from someone, all the other STDs are like, you can fix them. You can like take drugs or, and they'll go away and cure them. Some of them you can. Most of them you have forever. So you have to think about the decisions you make because you could be looking at them forever, have them forever, deal with them forever. And then all your future relationships are going to be affected by that because it's your responsibility to tell someone if you have an STD. You should be telling them that because it's only fair. So I think a lot of people might not want to get tested because they're scared of the outcome. Like, what if, you know, it says this, I'm positive in this. What does that mean? What do I have to change? And because, you know, some people just would like to remain ignorant of something that, you know, it makes you feel like it's not there, it's not going to happen, it won't affect you if you don't know about it. But that's totally not the best way to approach it at all. You need to know information. Knowledge is power, and if you know whether or not you have something, you can move forward into your future appropriately, take care of it, or just continue to have safe sex in the future if you aren't positive for any STDs. So now that we've talked about some of the issues with why people don't get tested, some of the hang-ups that they might have, I want to tell you just like a little bit about my history with getting tested for STDs. Just so you understand really how easy it is and how freeing it is when you finally know that everything's great, you know, that everything is okay, or you know what the deal is and you can deal with it appropriately. So with the first partner that I ever had sex with, I was a virgin and so was he. And I knew that he was because he'd been one of my best friends for many years before that. So it's not like he was like tricking me. I was pretty sure that he was. And looking back on it, it would have been a much better idea to have gotten tested with him. But I was like, I'm sure that we're virgins. And we were both even virgins from oral sex. Like we'd done no sexual activity really at all. So it was pretty safe to say, like, we're okay. We're fine. And so I did not go get STD testing before I started having sex with my first partner. Now, keep in mind that I was using condoms with him, though, at first. And then at a certain point, I realized, okay, well, we talked more about it. We're definitely both, we were both virgins before. I felt comfortable not using condoms anymore and not getting tested in this one case. And looking back on it, I think it would have been a better idea just because for the, you know, just to keep with the pattern of being safe no matter what, to go ahead and get tested anyway before we stopped using condoms. But I didn't. And that was that part of my history. Now, I wasn't nervous about it or anything like that. And later, after I got tested, I realized, you know, later in time, I was like, okay, well, my intuition about it was correct. You know, everything was okay. But it wasn't just my intuition about him. Oh, because he's so nice. He can have an STD. I, like, looked at our history. I looked at the facts. I thought about it. We talked about it together. And we made that decision. Part of that, too, also, was because that was my first sexual experience. It felt really confusing to me to figure out about STD testing in your first sexual experience. Because you're so new to the whole thing. It's just such a strange thing that I've never navigated any of that stuff. Like, I'd only ever had, like, one pelvic exam ever, so it wasn't really, I didn't get how to do it, really, so it wasn't really even on my radar at that point. But before I had unprotected sex with my second partner, I demanded that we get tested, which he was okay with. And at this point, I was thinking, okay, I'm not just learning about sex now and figuring all this stuff out. Now I'm in, like, I'm having sex. I'm a sexual person. I need to be in charge of being safe because I have too many things that I want to do in my life and I can't mess it up with, you know, an STD. I can't mess it up with HIV. There is nothing that is worth that. If I can prevent it, I'm going to do it. It's worth it, obviously. So this partner at the time, I didn't know, he lied to me and told me that he wasn't a virgin. Sorry, let me say that right. Yeah, he lied to me and told me that he wasn't a virgin, but he actually was. So if I'd actually known that he was a virgin when we had sex, I wouldn't probably have been as like adamant about getting tested. But the fact that he told me that he wasn't was like a good, kind of a good thing, that we got tested, because who knows how truthful he would have been with me otherwise. Even though he was an honest person in general, I think he was just nervous admitting that he'd never had sex with anybody before. So, but anyway, so I got tested and he got tested, and we didn't get tested at the same time. We got tested separately. I think it was, we were a little bit nervous, like, going together. That seems also really awkward. Like, hi, we're going together to get tested. We're clearly a young couple gonna start having sex. Just, I feel like people might look at you strangely. And that kind of thing I got over. Like, I wouldn't be worried about that now at all. I'd be like, yes, hi, welcome, thank you. But back then I would have been like, oh my God, this is so awkward. So he got tested one day when he was off of work, and I got tested another day. We got tested at the same place. We went to the public health department. And actually, I'm remembering it incorrectly. No, we totally went together, but we weren't in the same, like, area. Like, we went in together, and then he went to, like, a separate waiting room. I think it was, like, for men or something, and I went to a separate waiting room for women. Something like that. So we weren't actually with each other waiting, so it wasn't awkward. but no, okay, but we did go on the same day. I just remember that. I don't know how I forgot it. And it was like, you know, like a, for me, it was like a little public exam, a little bit of like normal public exam kind of thing. And they're like, okay, you get the results back and blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't really all that awkward about it. He seemed a little bit awkward about it. But I mean, at the time, he was a virgin and he had no experience with all that kind of other stuff anyway. But I didn't know that. So we got tested together. He agreed. He wasn't like, oh, I don't want to do that, which is a bad sign if you're dating someone and they're not going to agree to get tested. Like, first of all, that seems sketchy. Like, maybe they know that in their past they have had sketchy sexual situations where it could be possible that they have an STD. Or they know that they have an STD and they're unwilling to tell you. So it just seems kind of, it just isn't cool. And then on top of that, that's like a disrespect, because they're saying, no, you demanding to be healthy isn't worth it to me. I don't value that you are healthy enough, or I don't care about your being comfortable. That's just crap. Someone says, no, I don't want to get tested for STDs, dump them immediately and tell them they're assholes, because they are, if they think that's something they can do. Like, no, you have to say yes. You can feel awkward about it and weird, but you still should agree. I mean, come on. Now, I was already having sex with his partner at the time, so it's not like the idea that some people have, I think, about getting tested, like, oh, it messes up the sexual mojo if you have to, like, wait to have sex to get tested. I was having sex, but I was having protected sex with a condom, which condoms do a great job, you know, for a certain period of time if you're using them correctly, for, you know, stopping the transmission of STDs. So before we stopped using a condom, that was what I wanted. That was my thing. I was like, we'll use a condom until we get tested, and then when we know we're okay, then we can stop using one. So that was the transition in my mind that I had about, okay, getting tested. Getting tested is an important thing. It is a big deal. It's about my health and my children's health. Like, literally, even though you, person, I might not be having a child with you, who cares? I refuse to let you mess up the health of my future children with your unwillingness to get tested, or, you know, whatever maybe STD you have. So after that, that just became the trend. Before I would have sex with anyone, I would say, okay, this is what we need to do. Or before I would have sex with them without a condom, I was like, this is what we need to do. I was like, okay, great. That's what we're going to do. And I never ran up against any problems with it at all. I was talking to Jason about it recently, and he was saying that I just asked him how he felt, like, when I brought it up. Because I brought it up with him. I said, you know, I think we should get tested. I think that'd be a good idea. And he was like, okay. And I just asked him to see if he was secretly like, oh, I'm nervous, or I'm worried, or I don't like that, but I'll do it anyway. And he said, no, I thought it was a good idea at the time. I thought it made sense. And he's such a logical person that, of course it makes sense. It's about your health and his health. How is that not a sensible thing to think? So beyond that, a little bit of my STD testing history. Beyond that, I want to highlight a couple really important reasons why you should get tested. In case you're thinking, oh, I don't think I need to. I think you do. You need to get tested. You need to get tested. You need to get tested. I mean, there are probably some people that don't need to get tested. If you really trust your partner, and you've been with him for a while, you know, it depends. I think it really depends. Because I've spoken to some women, a couple friends I had in college were in the public health department, getting their degree in public health, and a couple of them would say things like, women should get tested every year for HIV and STDs, whether or not they're in a committed relationship, whether or not they trust their partner or not, because you still could get it. And I'm like, yes, of course, your partner could be an ass face, they could cheat on you, you know, all of those things. But no, it's not really feasible for every woman to decide that they're going to go get tested for HIV every year. That is up to you. I would encourage that if you think that is something that you feel like would be a good idea. But I can't say that I do that. I do not do that. So there's a certain line you have to walk in your life, deciding what is safe for you, and what isn't, because it is still your decision, bottom line. It's your body, but you just need to think about why it would be important to do it, to get it done, especially in my opinion, at the beginning of a new relationship, when you're becoming exclusive with each other, and this is going to be potentially a real big deal, your relationship. You need to know before you plan to share your life with this person, before you plan to have unprotected sex, before you imagine the names of your future kids, you need to know if they have an STD. And some STDs aren't transmittable unless the person is kind of having an outbreak at the time. Some STDs can be prevented from being spread with certain drugs, you know. So just because someone has an STD doesn't mean it's a deal breaker, but you should still know about it. It is your right to have that knowledge about that person. If they're being open and honest with you, you should know what's up with them, that they have an STD or an STI. So one of the big reasons is, I know you love this person you're with, but you still might not be with them forever. I feel like everybody thinks, oh, I'm so in love with this person. It doesn't matter if they have, you know, a problem, this kind of problem, whatever it is, maybe an STD, maybe other stuff. I don't imagine that they do, because even so, we're going to be together forever. Like, we're going to be together forever. So this is like the be-all, end-all thing. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it isn't. You have no way of knowing if you're going to be with this person forever. A lot of people have really strong intuitions about that they will. I'm one of those people included. But you still don't actually know, logically, factually know that. So you can't rationalize not getting tested before you're with this person forever by saying, oh, this is my person. Like, I trust him. I believe in us. He's the one. Because he could be a butthead. He could, you know, something could just happen. You know, maybe he's not a butthead. Maybe the relationship just isn't really meant to be. You're not compatible. No matter what, there is still a chance that you are not going to be with this person forever, and you owe it to yourself, who you will be with forever. You will be with yourself forever, to keep yourself healthy. No matter what. And there's no way that you're going to chase this person off if they're a good, respecting, caring person for you and with you by requesting to be STD tested. There is no way that's going to happen. If you scare them off, they should have been scared off because they were wussies and they were idiots, and you should not have even been spending time with them. If they're going to say, no, I don't want to be with you because you want me to get tested. Like, I can't even understand how ridiculous that would sound if I heard that coming out of someone's mouth. That would be ridiculous. Also, requesting to be tested shows your partner, in this case I'm going to say him, shows him that you respect yourself. To me, it ups the game a little bit in your relationship, not only because it implies that you're going to probably go the distance with each other, you're going to start potentially having unprotected sex, you just want to know more about each other and make sure that you're good matches for each other and you can be safe with each other. But you're showing him by requesting that you have confidence in what you deserve, which is good health. And you're standing up for yourself and showing, hey, I deserve to be healthy, I deserve to know the truth, and I want to be tested. Will you please be tested with me? And that's a hot thing to say. I mean, that's not like, hey, I am turned on by your STD testing request. But it is ultimately something that builds, it shows your character, and it builds the idea of who you are for that person. And reminds them, hey, I've got a catch here. I've got someone who's willing to say what they mean. I've got someone who's willing to stand up for themselves, and ultimately, someone who's respecting of my health too. Because it's not like you're going to go into the situation and say, hey, I demand that you be tested, but I don't need to be because I know I'm clean. No. Maybe you know you're clean, but who cares? He might know he's clean, but you still don't want to take his word for it. You just want to be sure. So you need to do it as a team. You need to both get tested. So you're showing him, I'm willing to get tested for you too, to show you that I am being honest with you and I know what's going on with my body, because I want you to be healthy too. And people don't necessarily think of it like that, but that is the way it should be thought of. It is a mutual consideration for each other's health and each other's future and each other's children. And perhaps those children will be with each other. And if so, you will go into it knowing all the more strongly that you made the right choice, that your life is going to be healthy, and you're going into it with all the information that you could possibly have. It gets your relationship going on the right track. Openness, understanding, and also women saying what you want, demanding what you need that is important to you, that is valuable to you. Now, when I talk about it affecting, you know, your health, I feel like that's pretty obvious. Some of the STDs and STIs, like I said, many of them are not curable. You can treat them like a little bit. You know, you can like calm them down and make them less horrible. But they're still not cool and they're still bad. And they're still going to be with you for life. Like, for example, HIV. You could have HIV longer. And then it wouldn't turn into full-blown AIDS, which is when it becomes much worse of a disease, until later in life. But you still have it. And you could still infect other people. And it affects how you live your life. Syphilis, you know, we've heard stories of syphilis back in the day making people go crazy. Usually people catch, you know, they catch it before it goes too far in someone, like someone gets tested and knows they have it. So they're able to take medications to keep them from going crazy. But like syphilis, like actually like screws up your brain and makes you go like loony. Like it makes you go crazy, like way crazier than Alzheimer's crazy. Like confused and bizarre and like mood swings, like really straight up insane. And even some of the other STDs that are like easier to deal with, like for example, genital herpes, which is theoretically really easy to get people. I think a lot of people don't know how easy herpes is to get, but like if your partner has a cold sore on their lips and they're going down on you, you could get genital herpes from that, because the herpes that is like in a cold sore is the same species or the same, you know, like in the same, it's not same species, I guess, but it's the same like type of life that is inside of your mouth, giving you the cold sore. And it could be transferred to your vaginal region or your penis, and you could have it forever. But that's easier to treat, because usually, almost always, it's not. You can't transmit it from partner to partner unless that person is having an outbreak at the time. And when they're having an outbreak, you totally know, because they're so uncomfortable and it really sucks, you know. But also, a lot of people think that having an STD means that you're like an unclean, disgusting person. It does not mean that. It just means that you got it from someone. It doesn't mean you're gross and all this stuff. It just means that you made a mistake and you didn't, you know, you weren't safe in a time that you needed to be safe, or you didn't know exactly what you needed to do or how easy something was spread. Like, for example, herpes. Not everybody knows that you can get it just from having oral sex and your partner has a cold sore. Oh my God, that is like not at all what I knew when I first learned about it. I didn't know that. Someone had to tell me. So to imply like, oh, you're dirty, you're nasty, you know, as a thing, it isn't the way it is. It doesn't mean they're gross if they have it. It just means that that's another obstacle in their life that they have to deal with. And some STDs, like I said, are easier to cope with. Some of them can be fixed. Some of them you live with forever, and they're really, really hard to cope with. But do you really want to play that Russian roulette game of which STD might I catch if I'm having unprotected sex, not knowing my person's, you know, history / if they have an STD? I don't think I want to play that game. I definitely don't. I mean, if I was going to play, I would hope for no STDs, or I would hope for one of the STDs that like is really low impact and isn't, you know, can be cured. But I wouldn't be able to pick. It's Russian roulette. You would get one, maybe, or two, or three. Who knows? So get tested. Use protection. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Also, asking your partner to get tested, and hopefully they agree, really also gives you a chance to see a little bit about his personality. You know, like, it gives him a chance to prove that he really cares too. Which I think is really exciting, because I don't think you would necessarily think of this as a good time to prove someone's interest in you and your health and how much they care about you. But it really is, because he shouldn't be offended. He should realize that it's a respect to you to say, yes, I definitely will do that, because I understand it will make you feel better, and I understand it'll make our relationship a lot more smooth going forward and a lot more unhindered in our sexual relations and our attentions. So it gives him a chance to prove that he's a good dude, that he's willing to do it, and that you trust him and that he trusts you, and you're going to do it together. It also gives you peace of mind, because before I talked about how ignorance could maybe be bliss, but that isn't peace of mind. There's still something in the back of your mind thinking, well, should I get tested? Like, I really would like to know for sure. I think I'm okay, but I would like to check, you know, and make sure. But it gives you complete peace of mind about it. And if you're starting a new relationship and they're tested too, you can go into that relationship feeling so much more free, so much more connected, so much less closed off just because you're a little bit worried about something. It takes one entire variable out of your relationship that could be a little bit nerve-wracking. Like, oh, is this person, you know, a safe person? It's going to give you such peace of mind. That's one of, like, a million reasons why you should get tested. Also, another really important thing is it helps you decide what methods of birth control you're going to want to use, too. And by that I mean, are you going to be able to stop using condoms and have, you know, not unprotected sex, but have sex with a hormonal or otherwise, like an IUD birth control, and you won't have to be worried about spreading, you know, juices all over each other or to each other, because you know that you're both been checked and everything is okay. But if you haven't both been checked, you should still be using a condom. You should still be using something that's going to keep all of the vaginal and semen fluids from mixing together. Because if you're not getting tested, and you're not using condoms, I mean, I've just said this too many times, I don't even know what to say. You really need to get tested. And you need to be safe, and you need to protect yourself. So once you're tested, you can think, oh, okay, well, now we both know. Now we can move ahead and stop using condoms and start using, you know, birth control pills or whatever. I always was on birth control pills in the beginning anyway, just in case the condom failed, just in case. And then I would stop using the condoms in addition to that after my partner and I were confirmed as being, you know, STD-free. So the big thing here, the big moral of my rant about STDs and STI testing, is that knowing that you're STD-free makes you more free. Knowing that you're HIV-free makes you more free. It just does, because you are able to go into your relationship with this person, or continue your relationship with this person, knowing that you can trust each other to an extreme open degree when it comes to your sexual life. You're able to trust each other, especially and pretty much only if you are sure that they're also monogamous too. That's a different thing. Now, if you're in a relationship that isn't monogamous, this whole spiel I've given, that changes a bit, because you would need to get tested a lot more often with that other person, and I would advise you to always use condoms, because who knows, you know, who this other person was that they were with. But I'm speaking more to the, you know, to monogamous couples who can use STD testing and knowing that they're free of STDs as a really great final you know, link in that chain that really connects the relationship and makes it a great thing without any hindrances, without any worries in there, beyond the million other reasons why you should be tested for STDs. And I've mentioned multiple reasons today, but I'm sure you can think of some just in your own life when you think about the concept of being tested for STDs. I'm sure you can think of some reasons why it would be valuable to you that I can't think of because I don't know everybody's experience. I just know my own and why it would be important to me. And so I encourage you to think of other reasons why it would be valuable for you and to go do it. It's so cheap. It's so time, you know, effective, meaning it like takes almost no time. It's just so worth it for your life, for your health, and for your future. It's worth it. You are worth it, and you deserve to be healthy. And this is one of the best ways to start when it comes to sexual health and just overall body health. So thanks for listening again today to the O Woman Podcast. I'm Emma, as always. I want to remind you to like us on Facebook, O Woman Podcast. I also want to remind you to join our email list. So if you go to the website, owomanpodcast.com, there's a couple different spots on there. I think if you scroll down to the bottom, you can join the email list. And then there should be a spot on the side menu area. I think it's in a red color. You can join the email list there too. You can also follow us on iTunes. Once again, we're O Woman Podcast there too. And make sure if you have a question or a comment or an idea for a show that you really want some questions answered, or you or your girlfriends were talking the other day and you were like, this is what we were talking about and we're wanting to share ideas or we're wanting to hear your feedback, send it to me. Send it to me via comment on the website, via message on Facebook, or via email. My email is emma@owomanpodcast.com. And I once again want to tell you that I love talking with you every day. I am really glad that there is an audience that is willing to listen to me talk about the things that I love and the things that matter to me. And I can't wait for our community to continue building so that we get to talk about this every day, all the time, with each other. Yay! All right, thank you so much again, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.